I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
About a week and a half ago on the show, we stumbled across a story. While we were reporting on one story, a thing came up on the side of the screen that there was a roller coaster accident in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Really never made national news.
No.
The further we looked into it, like even the local TV stations in Vegas had no information. Chuck saw a tweet from someone claiming the person... who fell out of that roller coaster
was a double
amputee.
Had no legs, yeah. Mm.
Still, a week and a half went by. Nothing. Finally, yesterday, they confirmed that person was, in fact, a double amputee. So we broke that news a week and a half ago here.
Yeah.
We scooped Vegas by a week and a half.
It was true.
It was true.
We scooped him.
Something's going on, though. Like, you guys were talking... You guys were joking around that the Vegas mobsters
wanted to
keep this on the down low.
That has totally
got to be it because it is now a week and a half later. They're finally releasing. But even what they've released is very slim details.
It's totally vague. They don't want it's.
Listen to how they're reporting this on KTNV in Las Vegas about this roller coaster accident.
Tonight, 13 Action News confirms the woman who fell out of the El Loco roller coaster at Circus Circus was a double amputee. Now, that's according to Clark County officials. That roller coaster inside the Adventure Dome remains closed. A newly released incident report shows she is 25 to 30 years old, and the report did not specify if she was missing her arms or legs. We still do not know the extent of her injuries from that fall. A statement from MGM Resorts reads in part, this attraction features publicly posted guidelines based on manufacturer recommendations and associated regulations and says we will continue to work closely with officials as this incident is investigated.
So they're going to try and spin it that she should have never been in line.
Like, they have signs saying if you're an amputee, you shouldn't ride this ride.
The only thing I've ever, the only thing I've ever seen is the stuff about your heart.
There is some stuff about physical limitations.
Is there?
Yeah, and that's probably vague.
But I mean, at the same time, whoever is operating the ride can't let someone with no legs
get in this
on a ride where you need legs to keep you in the ride.
Yeah.
But did you hear that report?
Yeah, there was hardly any information.
No, because they're terrified.
She's 25 to 30.
Dude.
They don't know the extent of her injuries. It happened like a week and a half ago.
Listen,
the woman
have
a lawyer? Like, they need to be bringing it out.
The chick herself probably doesn't want a lot of details to come forward yet.
Why?
Why wouldn't you?
Stay safe. Stay safe, everybody. Stay safe, everybody.
Yeah.
She's probably got someone coming to her. Hospital.
Yeah,
room.
Exactly. Knock, knock. I brought some flowers.
Wakey, wakey.
Yeah, I brought some flowers. How are you? I hope you feel better.
Morning.
It'd be terrible. You know what would be terrible? You already lost those legs. To lose anything else. Such a tragedy, you know?
It would be, wouldn't it? We told your other visitors to go home. We just wanted to say hi.
Me and Vince here. Just wanted to stop by and give our condolences.
It's unfortunate you didn't read the signs telling you that it got
old. Don't you think you should have read the sign better?
I think you should have.
You probably shouldn't even have been in that line.
A look at these, all these plugs here. You could just like unplug them.
Vince, you tripped on that plug.
Oh, boy. I'm a clumsy guy.
Hey, do her a favor. Yeah. Plug her lungs back in.
I should, right? There you go.
There you go.
Luckily, we were looking out for you there.
God, mistakes happen.
You know, signs are there for reading. Legs are there for keeping you in roller coasters.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say anything, right? Am I right? Yeah.
All right, our job is done here. Let's get out of here.
Pay the hospital guy.
I will.
That poor double amputee is probably scared to death.
That's what I'm saying. God. So you know, like someone went to the hospital and they're like, "So what's everything about you?" And she's like,
"Get out of here!
Get out of here!" Yeah. You go ahead, tell us all the news.
A lot of holes in the desert. A lot of holes.
It just doesn't make sense, you guys. Mm-hmm. Then never does a story like this happen where you don't get any information at all. We don't even know what kind of injuries she sustained.
Yeah.
No, they don't. They didn't even tell you if she doesn't have legs or arms. I guess it doesn't matter because either one could send you flying out of a roller coaster.
I feel like if you had no arms, you'd be okay because that lab bar would come down and hold you in.
Yeah.
So I feel like she probably is missing her leg.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think the guy said, the tweet was like, they should have never let the lady on with no legs.
Especially, you can't be that tall to ride without legs.
Right.
Well, no way you're going to reach the height required.
No.
So we still know more than the news people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was
all from a guy who tweeted twice about it. He's probably dead.
Little Tweety Bird. We got him. The Tweety Bird.
Nuts.
He's a Tweety Tweety Bird.
Prince Harry. You know, we all like Prince Harry. He's probably one of our favorite royals. This may piss off the gamers.
Oh, I saw this and now I realize something.
I think he's getting old and boring
now. This is what it is. He's done.
He's
done.
Turning to the
family.
He's old and washed up.
He's waging war against gamers, specifically Fortnite.
I wouldn't wage a war against gamers.
No, you're going to lose.
Just wait till you see the red of his beard, boys. That's right. You know, it's about time we got rid of these royals, don't you think?
Yes. Take over Siege.
You know what they did to the royals in Russia? Why don't you look into it?
I'm going to show you the meaning of raid.
Yeah, what will they find on him online that they will then?
Oh, my God.
Okay, 8chan, let's go.
Oh, yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
You shouldn't piss them off. He says the game shouldn't be allowed. Where's the benefit of having it in your household? It's created to addict, an addiction to keep you in front of a computer for as long as possible. That's so irresponsible.
There we go.
It's like waiting for the damage to be done and kids turning up on your doorsteps and families being broken down.
This is the same guy who was playing naked pool.
Absolutely. Yeah. In Vegas.
And now he's just a loser.
Wait till he has that kid. He's going to be really
boring. Oh, my God. How old is Prince Harry? He's probably like my same age. Like
probably 30s. Around. Yeah, probably your
Dude,
age.
This is when it's happening. I'm like getting lame, too.
Yeah.
It sucks.
He's 34.
Dude, he's 34.
You're turning into Prince Harry.
No, Andy. No. It's happening.
That's a lame age.
Oh, my God.
Well, you think 34 is when you turn lame?
Oh, dude, it's been happening at a crazy rate, Dave.
Well, you just get lamer and lamer.
I left the concert last night, like four songs in. I'm like, my back.
I said, how was the show? He goes, you know, I'm just really sore from all yesterday. I'm just really sore.
I used to be like, let's die tonight.
And now I'm just like,
I can't with the Weight Watchers. And I just beer it and it's delicious. It's a point value. And
I know. I
used to be like, let's do cocaine. Now I'm like, no.
Yes.
Yep. I'm like, just trying to get by one day at a time. Really gotta trying to mine my 401k.
Yeah, I should get a few hours of sleep.
Dude, 34. Freaking me out.
Lame
ass. Lame ass Andy.
You know, it's true. I remember Chuck and I went through it together when we realized we were transitioning. And then last night, so I was at the same concert and I said to myself in my head, this will be my last weeknight concert ever.
Yeah.
I officially declared an end to weeknight.
I'm surprised
the concert,
you still did it.
And I stayed right to the end.
Yeah.
But I just, you can't.
It's the hours that we work.
It is. And then
if we didn't work these hours, we could maybe do
something. I'd love to see so many other shows. But
like me and Lisa talked about this like a couple, it might have even been a couple years ago now. yeah, like the no more weeknight.
Yeah, I can't.
That just
can't do it.
It's so hard. Be no way.
Well, that was the thing
I
yesterday.
I would love to see Muse. There was no way I was going to go see him.
I'm going through some like weird midlife crisis or something because I like went and I was like early in the day. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be up till 10 tonight. I'm like, there's no way. There's no goddamn way.
Right.
And then I get talked into it and I'm like, all right, let's do this. Craziest show you'd ever seen. Giant drums, robot chicks, leather lights, foam.
Yeah, it was insane.
And this is me. Oh, my back.
You're right. It's a visual.
Stretching your back out.
These chairs better.
Everyone else is hypnotized by the laser show. Human robot cyborgs that are coming out and the giant Murph robot that you didn't even stay to see.
Exactly. I'm like, we got lights going off, illuminating my face. Like, I'm barely hanging on.
Yeah, totally. I can just imagine that.
I'm like, oh god, and I shouldn't. And I ate so much, I got the reflux. I'm like, my concert experience is different.
Yep.
And I'm like, I just gotta get home. I gotta get to my car. I gotta walk two blocks.
Two blocks.
To get to my car to drive home.
Maybe there'll be a scooter. Maybe there'll be a scooter you can take.
Maybe if I'm lucky, there'll be a scooter. And then I got home and I was just like, little bitty, oh, thank Jesus. Oh, thank God, what a wild day.
That's a long day.
All the really action. All the...
I just can't, man. It sucks getting old.
I did. No, I just like my. Well, I didn't do anything for like 2 weeks, and my legs are like I had atrophy starting.
But to be fair, we had a long day yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you had a long day because we were out for opening day for baseball.
Yeah. So we started early. And I can't believe you stayed, dude. I left. I went home.
You had an intermission break.
I got a nap in. Yeah.
So you did go home and went to sleep. I wondered what you were
going to
do.
I went back downtown to go to the concert, but you just kept going.
I kept going. Day. So no wonder.
And I guess I was kind of cool because like Jade, who works with us, she's a DJ and it was like this big thing. She's DJing and I'm up on stage and like, yeah. So I was pretty cool till about 8.
Yeah. And then I went away. Well, this is it though.
That's a long time.
It just... Because this is what happens. It starts to just sprinkle itself on.
Yeah.
Like a sprinkle.
Yeah.
You know?
So right. You go from let's die tonight to my acid reflux.
Oh, I wish I would have brought my Tums.
But yeah, see, like, I still think Prince Harry is probably like 80% cool still.
Yeah.
This is really a bad choice to make what he's doing here.
Yeah.
This is the dumbest thing he could say.
He's not big into social media either. He says that's more addictive than alcohol and drugs. It should be banned as well.
Right. Saying anything should be banned is about the lamest thing you could ever say.
In a very ironic twist, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle launched their official Instagram account this week. Where they plan to have a very hands-on approach.
Oh, man.
So how do you say social media should be banned and then you launch an Instagram account within the same week?
Because they know it'll make a ton of money. And really, at the end of the day, that's...
Money? You think that's what it's about?
Yes, I do think
it's
about...
We don't need money.
Somebody said social media should be banned, too, with Fortnite?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
It's more addictive than alcohol and drugs, he says.
34,
not the brightest.
Man.
No.
34, it. Andy, it's all changing.
That's it, man.
It's a downhill slide.
Like, I knew something was different because I've been obsessively watching YouTube footage of concerts I went to when I was young.
Oh, you had that nostalgia thing going on.
I did that
on.
About 10 years ago.
Dude. And I'm like, I was there. Yeah. And I'm like talking to just little bitties.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was so cool, little bitties.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yeah. Starting like it. Sound like Al Bundy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There's a whole lot of face slamming going on at the Twisted Tuna.
Twisted Tuna.
Twisted Tuna in Stuart, Florida. That's where 25-year-old Jordan Castro slammed his face into a woman's crotch, or rather, she.
Yeah, I was going to say
slammed his face into her crotch.
So this is a girl.
This is a woman
who has crotch slammed a man in the face.
Wow.
That's a twisted tuna.
What was weird was, like, so right before we started talking about this, Dave's Googling.
Yeah.
And he's like, duh, 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 duh.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just like kind of saying along. Yeah. And he types into the Google bar, twisted tuna crotch.
I wanted to bring up her mugshot. So that's the woman.
Oh,
that's the woman that slammed the guy's face into her crotch.
Well, no wonder he's so injured. Look at him. He's so injured. He's so injured,
crotch
guys.
Of metal.
Oh my god! Look at his eyes aren't even straight anymore. He's so sad.
Tell you what I've been doing. She jumped up into air and I smashed my face.
That's a hell of an injury.
That picture looks like he's got quiver lip. Like he's
oh, he's crying. It hurts.
Well, imagine what her crotch is like.
Oh, my God.
He was a nightmare.
So this guy freaked out, and because he freaked out and punched a valet in the face when he was trying to flee, he got arrested, too. In the end, they both got locked up after deputies were dispatched about 1 in the morning to the Twisted Tuna. The employee said he had to restrain this guy until law enforcement officials arrived.
Well, because he was desperately trying to escape. I mean, if you get crotch smashed in the face, and you know it's going to be on the news, you have to try and get out of there and hope they never find you.
Yeah.
So he was fighting. They were like, no, we got to get your statement. We got it. He's like, let me go. Let me go. Please don't let me be on the news. Please. Please don't. She smashed my face. Please, please. And they're like, hold on. No, you got to tell the cops.
No.
You got to explain it. Please let me go.
Please let me go.
And that's his quivering lip because he knows, this is be the photo that'll be everywhere of me getting smashed.
I wish somebody would have choked.
Twisted Tuna employee, only going by the name Pedro, said that she grabbed Castro by the hair and slammed his face into her crotch area very hard.
Yeah, he's got that perfect grabbable hair.
Yeah.
She appeared under the influence of booze and was yelling at the top of her lungs that she wanted him to, Will.
Yep. You know what she wanted at the Twisted Tuna.
Mm-hmm. The 57-year-old valet then identified this guy as the person who punched him when he was trying to flee the scene.
He was trying to get away.
Yes, yeah, so scared.
They were arrested each on a disorderly intoxication charge. And this guy's also going to face a battery charge because he did punch that valet who wouldn't bring his car fast enough so he could escape this woman's crotch.
Mm. Yeah, you try anything you can to escape that woman's crotch.
Yeah.
If a woman forcibly shoved, you shouldn't have
that's
to
fine.
Forcibly.
That'd be fine.
Well, I would be too. I guess.
I'd be fine.
As long as you're okay with the person.
Yeah.
As long as you want to be in that crotch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good with a crotch slam.
Yeah.
It's consensual.
Exactly. A consensual crotch slam. We're all on board.
Be on board with it.
Yeah, we're fine with that.
I've seen strippers just annihilate dudes' faces, though. Like, just like a solid punch, but with their
face. Yeah, and that at my bachelor party, that's what one woman did to me. Like, she, I was on the stage on my back, and she slammed down on. I know. I thought it would be broken.
Yeah, so you were going to be like him. Like,
I would have been
you
like
got crotch slammed, huh?
Yeah.
That's amazing. You're not the only one who got swaffled that night.
Somebody
chat. What do you call that?
Oh, waffles? Wow. The waffled. Are you waffled is a great
that's
term.
A good one.
I don't know.
I think it's
you're
just
blue waffled.
Clam slammed.
No, don't ever be blue waffled.
No, clam slammed.
I like clam
slammed. Clam slammed is
I was
better.
Trying to find something to go with clams.
Yeah.
Because I like slapping clams when you use that for scissoring.
That's you do.
My go to term.
Slapping clams.
Thor's clamor.
Yeah, she was a powerful black lady
who
wanted me to pay the price.
Yep.
She was the one that also whipped me very hard with the belt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got you good.
After the vagina slam.
Oh. Yeah, they'll beat you to a pulp.
They will.
Yeah.
But next time you're in Stuart, Florida, maybe pop into the Twisted Tuna.
Sounds like not the best place.
No. But they've got valet.
Yeah, weird.
A lot of not great places have valet.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Twisted just because you have valet doesn't mean you're great.
Twisted Tuna crotch slam.
I want to see if there's any Oh, it's like right on the water. Mm-hmm. They got me.
They got great reviews. Maybe this place is good. Well, it looks like a place you buy fish stuff.
Yeah.
It's nicer than I thought.
Wow.
Honestly, it's nicer than I thought.
When I first read the headline to that story, I thought it was at a strip club. I'm like, that would have been a terrible name for a strip club.
Oh, my God.
Sure. Twisted Tuna?
Sure would have.
Hell, you can't name any strip club after a fish.
No.
I like the idea of a strip club called the Twisted Tuna.
No.
You got that tuna just twirling around, twisting around on that pole, up and down.
It's little fins.
Yeah.
Welcome, big boy, to the Twisted Tuna.
Yeah, that would be a bad strip club.
Man, that stinks in the Twisted Tuna.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it might smell fishy in there.
Yeah. No. And that's not what you want associated with your strip club.
That's a terrible strip club name.
Nobody can't call it tuna or marlin or mahi mahi or anything.
You can't call that. You
still
can't.
Tuna is the most.
Tuna's the one.
Biggest word.
That's the biggest word.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. You can't call a strip club anything after tuna. You can't have itch in the title.
Nope. The itchy pickle.
You can't.
Welcome to the itchy pickle.
Yep. You know what you're getting at, the itchy pickle.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Yep. You wouldn't go to the Twisted Tuna strip club, and you should not go to the itchy pickle strip club.
The dirty stubble. You can't do that one.
The pink eye. The old pink eye saloon.
We're going to the pink eye, boys. Come on. Get your ones.
Yeah.
Bad names.
Huh.
Yeah.
A Canadian man who shares a name with a legendary movie character has been arrested in connection with a drug bust that turned up thousands of dollars in illegal drugs. This happened in Chatham, Kent, just outside of Windsor, Ontario.
The Brewster's hometown.
Chuck's dad's hometown. They made three arrests after they found cocaine, meth, and oxycodone. Estimated combined street value of $4,400 Canadian, or $1,275 American.
Yeah.
They were executing a search warrant at a residence. As a result of the investigation, they got Canadian James Bond.
Bondy. James Bondy.
His name is James Bond.
You know what's amazing? So they roll up on the scene, you know it, and they're like, "What's your name?" And the guy's like, "Oh, James Bond." They're like, you know, they don't believe it.
Yeah, right.
He's like, "No, it's James Bond.
Tell us your name."
They just start hammering him.
They have your ID out.
He's like, he can't find it. He's like fumbling all over for it.
Tell us your name. James Bond. James Bond. James Bond.
I do like that just out of nowhere. Like, they just do not deal with that.
Yeah.
What's your name?
And then they get it again. Oh, God. Hey. So sorry, James.
That is Mr. Bond.
Yeah, Mr. Bond. Hey. Oh, boy. We'll patch you up, eh?
What's your name? James Bond.
Oh, we got a real live one here, boys.
Funny man. Oh, yeah.
He Mr. Jokester.
He is James Bond. He's 54-year-old James Bond. Legal name.
Poor guy.
Two other women in their 50s also arrested, all from the Chatham area. All arrested, charged with several drug-related offenses, including drug trafficking. All three of the accused have since been released from custody with conditions, and a future court date has been set for them to appear.
Man, no photos, though, huh?
No, I looked up Canadian James Bond while I looked up.
I bet he's in rough shape.
Yeah.
Swollen eye.
I looked up him, his age, his city. Nothing came up for this guy. I mean, I'm sure there's someone listening in that area right now that knows James Bond, sure. Canadian James Bond.
For sure.
So if they want to send us a picture, we'd love it.
Mm.
But yeah, nothing I could see online.
How many real James Bonds are there out there?
Probably tons.
You think?
I guess so. Now, I've never really heard. Like, I've heard, like, Bondy as a last name.
But not just Bond.
But not a lot of just Bond.
I've never met a Bond.
No, me either.
But I'm sure it's got to be somewhere. Got to be a more common name.
So, 54. Was James Bond even a thing when he was born? Like, his parents didn't name him after.
Oh, like, when was the first, like, the cool James Bond?
He was probably
It was before. He was a baby, probably when he was born. When they.
Yeah. Did he change his name?
That's crazy. What's your name, eh? James Bond.
Well, the thing is,
1962.
What's amazing is, I guess I could have when I became a U.S. citizen, and they were like, "Do you want to change your name?"
So yeah, it was.
I could have changed it to James Bond.
It was just a couple of years old, so maybe his parents did name him after James Bond. I thought he was older than the movies and books, but no, he's not. So he's had to live a life, and it's turned him to a life of drugs.
The thing is, though, I don't think like James Bond was even cool back then. Like when it first came out, it didn't get cool until Sean Connery kind of took over. And
I'll stop you with my speedo.
Canadian James Bond is off the streets.
And it was a girl probably that made that whole franchise take off.
Mm-hmm.
That first Bond girl.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This woman reached out to us, said, "Longtime listener, I've got a lesbian situation I need advice about. My girlfriend and I have been together about 2 years. Mm-hmm. We've talked about what we will and won't do sexually, and the topic of adding a third lady came up."
Wow.
Wow.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. "We're both really interested in the idea of having a girlfriend to share."
Yeah.
"Now, my girlfriend says the only stipulation, I've got to be the one to pull the woman in because she's too shy, which she says is completely fine with me. Well, a girl that works with us, whom my girlfriend and I constantly check out together, verbally expressed interest to me and my girlfriend, saying, 'Oh, your girlfriend's hot as hell,' but she's intimidated by her. So I'm a boyish lesbian. I'm kind of the guy in this situation." Mm-hmm. "I assured her my girlfriend was really cool. She shouldn't feel that way. I told her I loved the idea of my girlfriend being sexual with another hot girl, whether or not I was involved. But she kept asking, 'Well, why don't you want to join in the fun? You'd be missing out.'"
Well, that's a green light.
They found their lesbian unicorn.
That's a green light.
A lesbicorn. She flirted a bit after that.
That's how James talked to me.
And then the conversation died down. We all partake in 420 activities. So she mentioned that we should all hook up and smoke one night. I said,
"You know what that means?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Human centibits."
I quickly run off to text my girlfriend to say, "Oh my God, she is into you, and this could be our threesome." To my surprise, my girlfriend is furious.
Oh, was it a test?
She's upset at the fact that we work with her, and it'll make things awkward, and she doesn't want a friendship based on sex. She believes I just ruined any chance of a friendship before sex. I don't see it that way. I already put in my 2 weeks' notice. I'm going to be changing jobs. This girl is also leaving that job in about 2 months, so what's the issue?
Oh, no issue then.
And this girl's a bombshell, by the way.
No issue. She's leaving? Who cares?
Yeah. I consider myself about a 6. My girlfriend is blonde, in shape, bubble booty, solid 10.
Uh-huh. You described her
quite well.
Yeah.
"Our coworker, blonde, huge knocker, small waist, huge ass. May even be hotter than my girlfriend."
Don't say that too loud.
Yeah, geez.
Don't say that, yeah.
"I'm starting to daydream about nasty things, knowing that they're both attracted to each other. I just can't take it anymore. So, 2 questions for you guys. 1, do I still pursue this? 2, do I still pursue this knowing this girl is just as hot, maybe even hotter than my girlfriend?"
Isn't this how, like, the 6 lesbian gets left in the dust? Like,
it's pretty risky.
When a 6 is with a 10.
Yeah. And then 2 tens.
And then a 10 comes in. Mm-hmm. The 10 that comes in is probably trying to hook up with the 10, right?
You'd think,
but
I can't get into the mind.
I will say this, though. The guy, the sort of like more boyish looking lesbians clean up.
They do.
In the lesbian world. They clean it up.
They'll take any one of your girls.
Oh my God. They'll steal them right from under your face.
They'll take him. Gone.
So, should she still pursue it? She sounds like she's...
If her girlfriend doesn't want to, then...
I think she's got to work on her girlfriend. I mean, I think she puts it all in perspective here that they're, like, they're all not going to be co-workers very shortly.
Right.
So that part will be out of the way. The crazy thing is, though, this girl's leaving in 2 weeks, but her girlfriend and this other woman will still be working together for 2 more months.
There could be something in the description of this other girl that they're bringing in. I would assume that even in a guy threesome, okay, even in a guy threesome where it's a guy, his girlfriend, and bringing another girl in, you can never, ever bring in someone hotter
than your current
partner. And this girl might know that chick's hotter than me.
I don't know.
No. And my only advice would be to scissor it out.
It's great advice, Andy.
That's all he's got.
Andy is.
Scissor it out!
He's honestly, that's amazing.
What should you do?
Scissor he's the it next out. Dr. Phil.
He really is. Have you thought about
Dirty Dr. Phil
scissoring it out?
I tell you.
Your girl's got your problem. You just scissor that out.
These ladies never thought it through. Scissor it out.
I feel like that could solve a lot of the world's problems.
Yeah,
Someone said the lesbian math is dark and mysterious.
Yeah, I don't know. If your girlfriend doesn't want to do it, I don't think you should force it. You find someone she's comfortable with.
Right. Although I'll say if this six is okay, if she's not intimidated by this at all, I'd give it another whirl, another kind of like, hey, let's put this in perspective. She's leaving this job. I'm leaving this job. We won't be coworkers soon. And she's, when are we going to get like a hotter than 10 chick who's into you and wants to hang with us and wants to do the weed and everything?
Yeah.
It's probably rare.
Talk it out over a nice scissoring.
I said, where do these girls work? I just want to go and enjoy the view. She doesn't say where they work.
I'm stupid to help.
I'm so sorry. I'm so stupid. The only thing I can think of is the scissoring out.
You just start laughing. That's all you're like, laughing just, while you're saying it.
Like, I can't even be serious.
It's just so scissory.
What about just scissoring all night to see where the chips lie at in the morning?
I love it.
Morning.
Solid advice, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, madam, there you go. I think try one more time. It's worth one more shot before you let this crazy lesbocorn slip through your fingers.
I'll say this. Two things need to happen. The six needs to convince the current girlfriend that, even if it's not true, that the six believes that she is hotter than the girl they're bringing in. Now, the problem is they've already talked amongst themselves about how hot this other person was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just reaffirm that.
Reaffirm.
You're hotter than her, but still we should bring her in.
Then state the facts of the time that people are leaving the job, and maybe you can have the scissory night that Andy is thinking about.
Hot scissory nights.
I'm too stupid.
Mm. Well, that was great advice.
Too simple. I it's agree. Like trying to advise Yoda on something. It's like he knows the answers.
Yes.
Good luck to
we
you,
can't
ladies.
Help you, lesbians.
She describes lady. You can tell she's a great lesbian. She describes ladies very well.
Oh, yeah.
Blonde, in shape, bubble booty. Blonde, huge knocker, small waist, huge ass. They all sound wonderful.
Yes.
So please let us know what happens, especially if you decide to scissor it out.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.